Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is October 24th. 2021, and this is episode 41, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. This audible book will teach you how to break through your inner creative battles. Book 1, Defining the Enemy. Resistance is the enemy. The Dalai Lama once said that the enemy is a very good teacher. Resistance cannot be seen, touched, heard, or smelled, but it can be felt. Resistance is an energy field radiating from a working potential. It is a repelling force. It is negative. Its aim is to distract us away and prevent us from doing our work. Resistance is internal. Resistance is the enemy within. Resistance will tell you anything to keep you from doing your work. Resistance will take on any form in order to deceive you. It will pledge anything to get a deal and then double-cross you as soon as your back is turned. Resistance is always lying and always full of shite. Resistance only respects power. Resistance exists in order to stop us from doing. The more important a call or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel toward pursuing it. Resistance is universal. We are wrong if we ever think that resistance is only our problem and not a problem that everyone in the world has to deal with. Resistance never sleeps. The battle must be fought anew each and every day. Resistance is fueled by fear. When we master fear, we conquer resistance. Resistance and procrastination. Procrastination is the most common manifestation of resistance because it is the easiest to rationalize. The opposite of love is not hate, it is indifference. The more resistance you experience, the more important your unmanifested art, project, enterprise is to you, and the more gratification you will feel when you finally do it. Resistance can be beaten. If resistance could not be beaten, there would be no music created and no bridges built. Book 2, Combating Resistance, Turning Pro. All of us are pros in one area, our jobs. We get a paycheck, we work for money, we are professionals. Resistance knows that the amateur composer will never write his symphony because he is overly invested in its success and over terrified of its failure. The amateur takes it so seriously that it paralyzes him. The professional, even though he accepts money, he does his work out of love. The professional masters how and leaves what and why to the gods. A professional acts in the face of fear. The professional knows that fear can never be overcome. He knows that there is no such thing as a fearless warrior. A professional accepts no excuses. The professional knows that if he caves in today, the more likely that he will cave in tomorrow. The professional does not let others define his reality. The professional conducts his business in the real world. A professional is prepared. A professional reinvents himself. A professional is recognized by other professionals. The professional dedicates himself to mastering technique. The professional respects his craft. The professional dedicates himself to mastering technique, not because he believes technique is a substitute for inspiration, but because he wants to be in possession of the full arsenal of skills when inspiration does come. The professional is sly. He knows that by tolling beside the front door of technique, he leaves room for genius to enter by the back. A professional does not hesitate to ask for help. The professional cannot take rejection personally because to do so reinforces resistance. Resistance is and will always be the enemy. Book 3, Beyond Resistance, The Higher Realm. As resistance works to keep us from becoming who we were born to be, equal and opposite powers are counterpoised against it. Just as resistance has its seat in hell, so creation has its home in heaven. Angels make their home in the self, while resistance has its seat in the ego. The fight is between the two. The self wishes to create, to evolve. The ego likes things just the way they are. What is the ego anyway? The ego is that part of the psyche that believes in material existence. The ego's job is to take care of business in the real world. It is an important job. We couldn't last a day without it. But there are worlds other than the real world, and this is where the ego runs into trouble. The ego believes, one, death is real. The ego believes that our existence is defined by our physical flesh. When the body dies, we die. There is no life beyond life. Two, time and space are real. The ego is analog. It believes that to get from A to Z, we have to pass through B and C. Every individual is different and separate from every other. The ego believes that I am distinct from you. These are the principles the ego lives by. The self believes, one, death is an illusion. The soul endures and evolves through infinite manifestations. Two, time and space are illusions. Time and space operate only in the physical sphere, and even here, so it applies to dreams, visions, transports. In other dimensions, we move swift as thought and inhabit multiple planes simultaneously. Three, all beings are one. If I hurt you, I hurt myself. Four, the supreme emotion is love. Union and mutual assistance are the imperatives of life. We are all in this together. Five, God is all there is. Everything that is God in one form or another. The ego hates the self because when we seat our consciousness in the self, we put the ego out of business. The ego produces resistance and attacks the awakening artist. Resistance feeds on fear. We experience resistance as fear. The enemy of the artist is the small-time ego, which begets resistance. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a 4 for providing detailed instructions on how to fight resistance and break your inner creative battles. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.stephenpressfield.com to find out more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode, and also remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people you care about. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development and a free, did I say free? Yes, I did free. Free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com to sign up today. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. Shout out to Wayne for donating to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development. Thank you very, very much. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.